cliffcentral.com.
Let's meet Yul Damaso and John Curtis. We're talking about this exhibition that's going on in Johannesburg, but generally about cartoons. And it sounds like it's something that a lot of people would be interested in attending. Afri Cartoons is part of this too, and they've done some amazing stuff in terms of archiving all these cartoons. How are you? How are you, gents? Nice to see you both. Have a seat.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good, thanks.
Good. What's happening? How's the exhibition going? You started on the first.
Boring country, yeah.
Started on the first.
What a boring country. Nothing's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to possibly display in terms of cartoons, right?
Yeah, and I think we should all
the wrong way around on that side.
Ah, I was hearing you backwards.
Oh, there we go. It's got the headphones on wrong. There we are. You're not completely useless. You managed to figure that one out. How are you, gents? It's nice to have you here this morning. Let's talk about cartoons. There's a big exhibition going on. You've been on from the first, and you're on until the ninth. Where is it?
It's in Cradle Park at my studio, Yul Damaso Artist Studio.
Very good.
There's a restaurant called Corner Cafe. It's a good landmark.
Can I just say that you're looking more and more like Salvador Dali every day?
Or V for Vendetta.
I think you should go with the Salvador.
Salvador, okay.
Yeah, that's okay. A very nice one.
Thank you.
So it's at your studio?
At my studio. We open at 9 in the morning every day until the 9th, but we've now just been asked to extend it. So we're going to run it until next week, Saturday.
Excellent. Mm. And lots of people come through
so far? We've had lots of feed through the doors and lots of sales, and there's some beautiful works to see.
So you can buy originals there?
There are originals available.
Oh, wow.
I mean, there's some really beautiful stuff to see, and that's why with the foot traffic, it's just been, we've been bombarded. Please, we've got to get other people here. Please, can you stay open a bit longer? Please, some more. So we're doing it.
And what's that, your shirt that you're wearing now is a drawing of Jacob Zuma, and it says, number one is above the law,
or,
both of you.
Or no one.
Or no one is above the law.
I love it.
Ah, clever, huh?
I love
this
it.
This is drawn by Chip Snedden, who's a cartoonist in Cape Town.
Yeah.
He used to be with the Cape Argus and with the ENCA for a while.
What an awesome shirt.
And, yeah. He's made this artwork available for anyone who wants to make banners and posters. So.
Now, we all know about the power of cartoons, and I think that there are probably only a very small minority of people who don't know that cartoons are some of the most useful tools in talking about what's going on in society, what's going on in politics. I think for most people, even if you aren't necessarily formally educated to university level, you can look at a cartoon and get the gist of it,
yeah.
Which makes it accessible to people.
The broadest spectrum possible.
To people who really don't have a whole lot of education, and also to the intellectuals at the other end, because there's so much irony and satire and, you know, sort of there's always an underlying story to every cartoon too. So there's a comprehension part of it that makes for a very deep understanding. If that's what you're looking for as well.
Yeah, that's true. And I think another big benefit that cartoons bring is that they squeeze a hell of a lot of commentary into a tiny bit amount of time.
Yeah.
And people are all pressed for time. This online audience are able to sort of get their dose of daily politics in a few seconds if they just follow
cartoons. But John, as someone who's been involved in this for a long, long time and who has seen the decline of print media. Did you think when that started to happen, cartoons are in trouble?
Yes, I did. In fact, when we launched Afri Cartoons in 2008, the initial idea was to just put up a big exhibition of Nelson Mandela cartoons to celebrate his 90th birthday. And it was amazing at that stage. I mean, that's not very long ago.
Yeah.
How few cartoonists were online. Obviously, Zapiro had started or had been online for a few years, but most of the other cartoonists around the country hadn't. And we gathered them all together and got this exhibition of online exhibition of Mandela cartoons together. And it immediately became apparent how important this was to create a bigger audience for the cartoons. So a lot of the guys are based in the Eastern Cape and Durban and just speak to the limited audience of their newspapers. But now all of a sudden they were showing their cartoons all around the world. And that's what made us extend the Afri Cartoons offering to update with cartoons every day.
Let's just talk about Afri Cartoons for a second, because this is an archive. It's sort of a repository of all these cartoons. And the beauty of digital is that you can store things forever.
That's right.
You know, paper may fade, ink may lose its original colors, but this is forever.
We'd like to think so, yes. Mm.
And I suppose for many people, it represents an archive of our history.
Absolutely.
Pictures.
Although it would, I mean, it's definitely a skewed archive of our history, mm-hmm. because just as South African newspapers showed one aspect of our history, but one just factors that in when you're reading them. So it's if you go way back, and our intention is to go back 100 years of South African editorial cartoons.
How much stuff have you got already?
We've got just under 25,000 cartoons up on our website already. A few years ago, the website's in desperate need of an upgrade. So mm-hmm. we decided to take our user interface onto Facebook, and we've done that with great success. We've got just shy of 600,000 followers on Facebook.
Amazing.
Which puts us above most of the newspapers that from which we gather our cartoons. I think there are one or two newspapers that have a bigger presence than what we have on Facebook.
Now, it sounds like a lot of work to put all of this together. I mean, do you have someone who's actually scanning in the originals? Do you ask the cartoonists to submit them to you? What's the best way of this working?
Yes, we do ask the cartoonists to submit them to us, and some of them do. But unfortunately, a great many of the cartoons we need to go out and look. We used to have to scan them, and we'll need to do that for as we build up our backlog of old cartoons that haven't been digitized yet. Mm. But I have my brother working with us, helping us source cartoons and get them onto the website. And it's all been voluntary work, essentially. Myself, my wife, Michelle, and my brother, Brian, have essentially been the volunteers.
It's a family business.
Yeah.
Well, I think this will provide many generations to come with a huge repository of just amazing material. And so, you know, each cartoon is a work of art.
Absolutely right.
So quite apart from what it does in social commentary terms, it's something that would be beautiful if it were framed and if it were up on someone's wall. And since many of these people are people that are in the news, I imagine that you occasionally have some famous people walking in going, hi, I'm Pravin Gordhan. Do you have any of me?
We are waiting for him.
Yeah, I'll bet.
But you've just hit a note. So when Yul and I met, we started talking about the relationship between cartoons and art. And I think that was the nexus for this.
Yeah, well, my partner, Michaela, who's managing me now, came up with the idea.
Yes.
And she actually wanted to get hold of comedian stand-up comics and cartoonists and put them together, because they're saying the same thing with a different art letter. And all the comics comedians we've spoken to are all on board. It's just everybody's doing gigs at different times and we can't get them at the same, you know, to us. Just a meeting of the minds. And also to showcase cartoonists in a gallery form, because it is art. It's exactly what you were just saying. Some of them are unbelievably beautiful. A lot of them are hard probably to hang on your wall, because it's a little bit
hard hitting
or quite sad.
I think it's the best thing to put on your wall. I mean, some of them are just magnificent
got some of everything, you know.
No, but I mean, you know, if you are a fan of history or of politics,
exactly,
or any of this stuff, to have those on your wall is almost better than to have just a painting of some meadow.
Absolutely.
All of them, they're all talking points. It's nice to watch people come through the studio and they go through and they go backwards and forwards and re-look and discuss and call friends. There's so much inter-discussion between people and people who don't know each other, commenting about the history, about that person in that cartoon, what they did or didn't do.
Yeah.
That's really interesting to watch and see.
You said that there have been sales already. I would imagine that, you know, you've got these great cartoonists like Dov Fedler, and you've got Zapiro, and you've got all of these people on sale there as well. There are also now 3D versions of cartoons that are being made.
Yeah.
You've got little
figurines.
Yeah, the whole Zanews thing. I remember when I saw Zapiro in Cape Town a couple of weeks ago, he had his little figurines of Jacob Zuma and Desmond Tutu and Nelson Mandela. And these have become iconic in their own way. I mean, his...
We've got them in the studio.
The shower head is just... that is now... That's universally what he's known for. Because of this one cartoonist, and maybe some later on who joined in the party. And that's cool too, because cartoonists aren't very... I don't think they're precious about stuff because they have to generate so much material that there's bound to be a little bit.
If it's a drawing that becomes an icon, iconic image that you've created, then I'm sure they become a little bit more precious and it's understandable.
But it's almost like flattery in terms of being being copied, right?
Yeah. Well, cartoonists copy themselves, from other people all the time.
Yeah.
In fact, at this exhibition, we've got an exhibition within the exhibition called Artoons, in which we've got a whole selection of prints and a couple of originals of cartoons that reference famous works of art. We emailed a few of them to you. I'm not too sure if you've seen
them. Yeah, I've had a look at them now.
And... So cartoonists are constantly borrowing and referencing other things. So for them to reference one another's work is sort of goes without saying.
The best form of flattery. Yeah.
Well, let's just look at a few of these. I mean, you know, there's this, this famous painting by Michelangelo of God.
And creation.
Yeah, and Adam. And Adam's lying on the rock and God sort of is extending his finger to touch Adam's hand and therefore that's the beginning of life and all the rest of it. And it's hugely symbolic. There are a couple of great cartoons. You've got Dave Anderson, Sunday Times 1990, with F.W. de Klerk as God and Mandela as man, and kind of the beginning of real humanitarianism in South Africa. Then Michelangelo's Creation of Man gets copied in... a cartoon by Jeremy Nell, Germ, where South Africa is lying down and Nelson Mandela is God and it's kind of reaching down to him. Then you've got a third iteration of that where it's Atul Gupta handing the cabinet reshuffle list to President Zuma. I mean, these are magnificent, and it just shows you how there's an appreciation also, an understanding, a general knowledge of art and of art history that comes into this for a lot of cartoonists.
Absolutely. There's a fantastic metaphors that cartoonists all around the world use over and over again. It would be nice to see South Africans referencing South African, more South African things, but those images, the Michelangelos and that, are so iconic. It would be very difficult to decolonize cartooning.
Well, there's Brandon, who's in the Business Day, who did an Edvard Munch's The Scream, which is, you know, that famous painting of sort of oranges and yellows and black with that scary looking guy holding his face and screaming. And then there's Jacob Zuma and the chickens all coming home to roost. Sona.
What else we got there?
Nkandla, the public prosecutors, the sheikhs, all those kinds of things. All those chickens coming home to roost and the president screaming. These are amazing. Mm.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic, and the exhibition is full of similar things like that, which are very inspiring.
It's quite a collection of people that you managed to exhibit the cartoons of here. How did you get them all involved? I mean, do you know these people? Are you all a kind of community yourself?
I know a few of the guys, and the ones I didn't know, Michaela researched and hounded.
And then they all said, "Oh, sure! What a good idea!"
It sounded like a good idea. Yeah.
Of course, Afri Cartoons has been is constantly in touch with most of the cartoonists. There are about 30 active cartoonists in South Africa, ranging from Brandon, who draws 10 cartoons a week. He's very prolific.
How pressurized a job is that? Can you imagine?
Unbelievable.
And then there are a couple that just do one a month or so. But that's quite a lot of cartoonists per capita. If you compare in the States, there are only 30. I'm comparing apples with pears here because in the States, there are about 30 full-time cartoonists. But for the entire United States, and then lots of cartoonists work freelance as we do. So the 30 in South Africa includes, of course, freelancers and that. But we punch above our weight internationally in terms of the number of cartoonists.
So what's the next logical step for cartoons that used to be published in print that are now in digital form that get circulated in newsletters that are on news websites? I mean, who's going to pay for these things?
Yeah, that's the big digital question. Yeah.
So when it comes down to the back into the art world of authenticating a drawing with a signature, a limited edition run, and that will start giving it its value.
Yeah, I think so. This is one of the ideas behind this exhibition, is to look for extra value for cartoons so that they can create markets in selling their prints. And of course, Zapiro has done that and has been doing it for a long time. But there's a lot of really great art.
He's done a superb job with that.
Yeah,
he really has.
But in terms of finding markets for publishing the cartoons, once again, Zapiro and Germ are all online now, and I'm drawing online with Dr. Jack. We do two cartoons a week for Eyewitness News. So the online market is becoming the new place. And with that new frontier comes a whole lot of advantages. One can go animate.
Sure. And your cartoons can be spread to a far wider audience than could ever have been reached in newspapers, right?
Absolutely. Sure. In AfriCartoons, Facebook page is testimony to that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's almost more valuable to have such a big audience than it is to have the money in the pocket from the newspaper, which might or might not survive.
Sure. Sure. I mean, from a cartoonist's perspective, that obviously you need to put bread on the table.
Sure.
But cartoonists thrive on the interaction that they get online, and it's fantastic. That's a currency in itself, to seeing how people respond to your cartoons.
It also, with that correspondence with the public, does it not also feed your creative juices for more?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it gives you a sense of the zeitgeist and what people are thinking and whether you've got your finger on the pulse or not.
What are some of the oldest cartoons you've found?
Wow.
Collectible pieces there.
Yeah, at the exhibition, so Dov Fedler, who's just retired or been retired from the independent group after 50 years.
Right.
And he's got a tremendous body of work. So his stuff goes right back almost 50 years. His first ever cartoon in the Star newspaper was The Moon Landing.
But we don't
have that original, but we've got stuff from around there. But amongst
two of Abe's works?
Yes, amongst his collection, Michaela found two Abe Berry pieces, apartheid era Abe Berry cartoons. And she asked me what she thought they were worth, what I thought they were worth. And I thought, geez, they can only be worth about 1,500 rand each, because that's all I could afford, and was hoping that I could snap them up.
Yeah.
But they're there for 7,500 rand each, and they'll probably fly at that.
Yeah. And we also have Derek Bauer prints.
Huh.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Do you remember Derek Bauer?
I do. Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, he's just so iconic. I regard him as the greatest South African cartoonist in terms of his style. It's just hard-hitting. He came at a time when the Mail and Guardian was a much greater newspaper, and he
much
was
more credible too.
And he really knocked the wind out of most South Africans when he brought this angry British style, blood or ink spattered style.
Yeah,
really told the story of the.
Well, listen, gentlemen, this is amazing. I'm very, very happy there's an exhibition of all of this terrific work. And I'm even more happy about AfriCartoons, because I think that this is going to become one of those very valuable resources for people who want to go back into our history and see what was going on, what the zeitgeist was.
Great.
And congratulations. All I can say is I hope it goes really, really well. Go along to the exhibition. It's on until the 9th.
Until the 15th now.
We may have to extend, right?
We've officially extended till the 15th.
So get out there, you lazy
9 in the
sons
morning
of bitches.
Till late.
And that's in Craig Hall Park.
We're also doing First Thursdays Tonight, which is the art galleries staying open for the first Thursday of every month.
All right.
All the galleries in Johannesburg stay open late. So we're taking part in that tonight as well.
Just give us the address one more time in case people didn't get it.
56 Buckingham Avenue in Craigle Park.
Awesome.
Right behind Corner Cafe, the restaurant.
Thank you, Yule.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Very nice to see you both, and all the best of luck.
Thank you.
Thanks
John
very
Curtis,
much.
Yule Damasa, and you can go and see that cartoon exhibition now until the 15th, which is excellent news. And just some of the greatest work. I mean, this is unbelievable stuff. very, very clever, very, very smart, very, very beautiful. And if you're looking for something interesting, this is always, I think, one of the nicest things you can give someone as a present.
That's the, one of the things that we have, like, so for, because of Dov's extensive body of work, we've got a lot of things that are from 200 Rand that are little actual originals.
Oh,
and
wow.
As a gift, it's such you know, a smart,
people
it's such
will
a
buy
nice
such
gift.
Shitty things to put on their walls. Here, for 200 Rand, you can have a Dov Fiddler original.
And it will increase in value every year.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, gents.
Thank you very much.
All
thank
the best
you.
Of luck. Take there care. We go. CliffCentral.com.